Or says like that Diloy Tem Hochi, you're not gonna say like Abaya, that this pasuk is only telling you good advice. It's a Toy Aceph Mashvalon. If so, what the pasuk says, Bonu Batem, build yourself houses, the Shavu and live there, Vinoto Grinos, and plant gardens, the Yochlo is period, and you'll be able to eat from its fruits. So my comma, what is the Navi telling you? Is the mitzvah you have to do it? Ella rather, Eitzatay the Kamashmon is teaching you something good, is giving you good advice. Is so Achinam, the Pasuk also here. Eitzatay the Kamashmon. It's only good advice, but there's no proof here that Chazok is Gimushonim. Must the state that bring you proof, the Yasiv the Pasuk says, Vinosate the Kli Cheresh, the Mashma this star, you should store it in a Kli Cheresh, in an earthly Kli. Laman Yamdu Yom Rabim, you'll have it for a long time. Like, is there a mitzvah to do that? Elamites, and Eitzatayv is giving you good advice how to hold on to your star. And so from here, you can't bring any proof. And Rashi says, Teda, Techol Atzmoy Ho Yogal Liyatsam Eitzatayv, Yemio is only bothered giving them good advice. He told them most like other Gzeris, how to hold on to the star. So from here, you can't bring any proof that Chazok is Gimushanim. So where it says, Elo Amarov, Rava says like this, it's a svar like this. Shosa Kemaisa Mochlinish. If Reuven, the owner, sees the way somebody else is coming down to his field and living there or eating the crops, so after 1 year a person could be Michael. There's no proof yet that Shimon really bought it. Maybe it really belongs to Reuven. Reuven is seeing somebody come and eat the crop. The reason why it wasn't Michael is because he was Michaelit. Tarti Mochel. Same thing if for a second year also the owner may be sitting back and just being Michael, what happened? But the svar is to loss Solei Machil. But if an owner can't sit still for 3 years, that's a chazaka. That if the owner really still owns it, he didn't sell it, so when he sees somebody else living there for 3 years, it's not possible to sit down, it's not possible to be Michael. For sure, the fact you're not Michael is a proof that you really sold it. Nobody could be Michael for 3 years. That's a svar. Therefore, if it's only 2 years, it's no proof that Shimon bought it. Why didn't the owner complain yet? Because the owner is Michael. But once the Shimon lived there for 3 years, is using it for 3 years, that's a swear that for sure the owner sold it. Because if not, how come he wasn't Michael? He should have protested. There's no swear as being Michael. Omulay Abaya, Abaya said back, is that true? Ela Meyat, if so, that you're telling me 1 and 2 years, the owner could be Michael, why the person is using his field, and the parish that he ate, if so. Ki Hadro, let's say at the end of 2 years, and Shimon does not have any proof that he bought the field, so he gives the field back to Reuven. Still, Arya Tahadir, Levani Peri, the locha should have been that all you have to return is just the field itself, because the field's true still belongs to Reuven. But the parish that he ate in between, if you're telling me the owner is Michaelit, so you should be potter from paying back the Paris. Aloma, how come Omer Rav Nachman says that the locher is Hodra Aryo, for Hadri Peri, you have to return both. You have to return the karka and also the Paris that you ate in between. So here we see the owner is not Moichelit, not even after 1 year. So Mor says true, Elo Omer Rav, Rav says like this, as far as like this, Hatal Yishosa Kemaiso Lekopet Inish. The first year the owner is not so Machbid. Not that he's Moichel, of course, when he wants it back, he wants back to Paris also. So the reason why he wasn't Moichel yet, he didn't protest, because, no, he's not Machbid, he could sit back and watch somebody else eat the fruits for 1 year. Tarati le Kopit, same thing, after 2 years also, just felt like that it's possible to say the owner is not Machbid, he could just sit back and watch the way somebody else is using his things, even though he's not Moichelit. But the Svari is Telosa Kopit. For sure, a person cannot just sit down and watch somebody else use his fields for 3 years. You zicha, you for sure are machbid, it bothers you. So therefore, if it's really true that Shimon is a ganif, you should have made a machor, you should have protested. Since you did not protest, that's the proof to say that Shimon really bought it. You could ask the question, if Shimon really bought it, where is Shimon's star? Where's his proof? That's also a svar that after 3 years, Shimon has a right to say, listen, I lost it. I figured if nobody complained until now, most probably nobody will complain. Therefore, it wasn't so makbet to watch it. Therefore, he has a right to lose it. So this is the svara of Chazaka. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Tes Amar Aleph.
Again, so Rava said the pshat from the chazok of 3 years was, again, a fourth line, Elo Marova. Elo Marova said, what shosa kamaisa mochel in ishtati mochel tlos le mochel. Omele abayi lamiyata ki had raya to had labami peri. Alom om Rav Nachman hod raya v'hod peri. Rav Nachman says, if a person doesn't have a chazok and he lives on the field for 2 years, say afterwards the owner comes and says it belongs to him, and Shimon Eden can't prove that it belongs to him, so Shimon has to give it back the field. The Lokhra, he has to give back the Paris also. So the question is, if you hold that the owner is a Moichalit, so why do you have to give back the Paris for? Say hello, my Rav, it says like this, Shosa Kamaisa, the first year, if the owner sees somebody else sitting and eating his Paris on his field, Lekopidinish. The Svarastama doesn't bother the owner so much. He's not Moichal, he wants it back, but it doesn't bother him that much to make a machor. Tarati le kopit, a second year also a person could take it. But losa kopit, for sure after 3 years, if a person is sitting on your field, and you hold he's a goslin, he has no right to be there, for sure you can't take that. And you should have been moich, you should have made a protest. So since you did not make a machor, that's the proof that Shimon, the person there, really bought it. Omalei abayis, abayis like this, elamayati, that's the svar chazokom, that the owner, he can't see somebody staying in his field for 3 years without making a protest, and if he didn't say anything, so that alone is the proof that this person really bought the field. If so, Elamayatza Kagurin Hani Devei Baralishov. What are you going to do with these people called Bnei Baralishov? The Kafti Afilu Aman Decholof Amitzro. They're very delicate people. So by them it bothers them even if somebody just walks along the boundary, walks along the end of their field, that alone bothers them. If so, Hochinami Delal Tehevi Chazaka. You want to tell me if so, right away you'll be a chazaka. By such a person, if somebody else uses the field for 1 day, it should bother them so much that they should have been mecha. Like if those people are really stealing it, so then the owner should have right away spoken up and made a macha. And since the owner of Barbara Alisha kept quiet, the chorusan one time it should be a proof that these people that are using the field really bought it. Because if they didn't buy it, then the owner would have complained. So Gemara says, the chitayma, maybe you want. Gemara says, like, hochinami delal tevi chazoko. Is it true by these people that after 1 day, if somebody uses their field, there'll be a chazoko? So Gemara says, the chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, hochinami, maybe true. Like, it depends upon the people. A normal person, it takes them 3 years till he can't take it. Therefore, we say after 1 or 2 years, it's not a proof yet that the Shimon owns the field. Maybe really it still belongs to Reuven. How come Reuven didn't protest? Because the person can take it 1, 2, and 3 years, then he can't take it. That's a normal person. But Enechonami, if you have a person that's delicate, him will bother after 1 day. So Enechonami, after 1 day, he doesn't have a right to use it. It'll be a chazaka. If the person uses the field for 1 day, and the owner doesn't say anything, maybe it will be a chazaka. So Mar says, that's not Mestavra. Im Kain, if so, if you want to say like that, then it'll be a klal of Nosato Divarecha Lishurim. You're giving your words into Shurim, which the Rabbanim don't make things like that. When the Rabbanim make up a Chazaka Kinyan, there's one type of a Kinyan for everybody. So if you're telling me now, and this is the Teretz, that by a Chazaka, it has to be, there's one Shear. The Shear is 3 years. So this is a little the question then, why do we have to wait 3 years? Like if you're telling me now, it's totally Nakpoda of the Bailim, then it should be different Shurim. Every person should be different. How come there's such halacha that everybody has to wait 3 complete years? Samar says, rather, Elo Amarov, Rav says like this. So Pshat is another point to Acheskas Habatim, Acheskas in the Soda. And that is like this, like we spoke out, that what happened, we know Reuven owned this field for the last 25 years. And now Shimon is in it the last 3 years. So really the question upon Shimon is, if you say you bought it off Reuven, where's your star? A normal person, when you buy a karka, you have a star, you have a proof. So it's shots like this. Elo Amarova. Shosa Kemaisa Mizdayer Inish Peshtora. The first year, there's a complaint against Shimon. Where's your star? You can't tell me you lost it. A person holds on to a star for 1 year. Tati, it's lost Mizdayer. For 2 and 3 years, also a person usually holds on to a star. Therefore, during the first 3 years, Shimon is not believed to say that he really bought the field off Shimon. Because if he really bought the field, so where's your star? How come you lost it? People do not lose it so fast. But after 3 years, that's a normal thing. That if you're using the field already for 3 years and nobody complained, you feel satisfied, nobody's going to complain anymore, and then you don't watch your shtar so much. So that's why the Mishnah says, there's a cheskas habatim by 3 years. That means during the first nerves, it could be really the proof of the owner is right away. When a person goes into your field, it could be really it bothers the owner right away. And since the owner didn't protest, that's a ksas raya. Even after one time it could be. That should be a little of a proof that Shimon really bought the field. Because if Shimon didn't buy the field, then how come the owner didn't complain, like, what are you doing on my field? That's true. But the reason you don't win with that is because there's a question against Shimon. If it's really true what you're saying, Shimon, that you really bought the field, so where's your shtar? How come you don't hold on to a shtar? Since you do not have a shtar, that's like a reyasa. That makes it that we do not believe you. So we have to wait 3 years, because that's normal for a person to lose a shtar. After 3 years, now there's no more complaint. How come you, where's your shtar? So therefore, now, there's no complaint, where's your shtar? But still, what's the proof that you really bought the karka? The proof is the fact the owner was not mecha. The fact the owner kept quiet and did not protest against you, that is the chazaka. So really it should be like this, we're saying. Really, after the first day, when you walk into somebody's field, and the owner sees you there, and he does not say anything, really it should be a raya right away. Because the owner is supposed to react right away. It bothers normal people. Like what Chayzef in the sperm before, people are not makbid for 3 years. No, it could be a person is makbid right away. Really, really, if I see you in my field, I should have complained right away. True, but we're saying that alone is not of a proof, because the other person should have a shtar. Now it's done, now it's like this. The person has 3 years till he loses his shtar. So now the original owner, Ruvay, knows that this Shimon cannot prove that the conqueror is his until 3 years goes by. So now Reuven feels a little satisfied, as if he says, I can wait, I do not have to be Mecha. So now Lamaisa true, there's no proof the fact he wasn't Mecha the first day, because Reuven realizes he has 3 years to be Mecha. Like he knows anyway Shimon can't prove it, that he bought the field, because he doesn't have a shtar. And the first 3 years, that's a complaint against Shimon. So now Reuven can take it easy and doesn't give his Mecha till after 3 years. But Lamaisa, that's the way Chazaka works. The proof is the fact the owner didn't make the machor the whole time. And also, that there's no complaint against Shimon, where's his shtar? Because after 3 years, it's normal for a person to lose his shtar. Oh, Malay Abaya, Ela Meyativ, so, machor shaloy vifonov, loy tevi machor. Like a machor should not help if the owner doesn't complain directly to the ganef, to the one that's in the field. Like we're saying now, the pshat for machor is that if you protest, then he's supposed to hold on to a shtar even longer. So if he doesn't have a shtar, then that's the proof Shimon didn't buy it. But so where is that good? Only if Reuven, the owner, told Shimon. He warned Shimon, listen, I'm complaining that you're stealing my shtar. So then Shimon is supposed to hold on to the shtar. But if Reuven did not complain to Shimon directly to somebody else, why should that be good? The Chura Shimon did not hear about it. Gemara says, no, the Yomalei, but why can't Shimon answer back and say, listen, Imachoyis, the Anfoyi, if you would have complained directly to me, have been Mizdaran, I would have watched my star. In other words, true, it's after 3 years. So Shimon could say, listen, I had a star, but I lost it. I, the owner, made a machor, but Shimon could say, I never heard the machor. If you would have told me, I would have watched my star. Gemara says, no, the Yomalei, that the owner has a right to say back to Shimon, you should know that chavrisle, you have friends, the chavra the chavrisle, and the friends have friends. In other words, it's enough for the owner to tell the machor to anybody. Habi, he tells somebody. As soon as he tells somebody, it's a svara, and that somebody will tell his friend, and his friend his friend, until eventually, for sure, the news will get to the ganef, will get to Shimon. So therefore, the machor could be shlei b'fonav, because it's a svara for sure, he will hear about the machor. The machor will get to him. Omar Rav Huna said, Sholoy Shonim, Shomru, that we said, there's a locha, that chazok is after 3 years, about who sha'ochlon retzufais. It has to be that this Shimon was in the field using it 3 years in a row, one after another. He did not leave it blank for 1 year, and then come back a fourth year. But it has to be 3 years, one after another. So Mora says, my kamashman, like, what are you telling me? Tanina, l'chur, we learn like this. That's pshan now mishnah. Tanina, we learned in our mishnah. Cheskoson, shalosh shonim, miyom liyoyim. the chazaka of a karka is 3 years, day to day. Zechariah says clearly, miyoyim liyoyim, that you only have a proof, Shimon only has a proof, that this karka belongs to him after he's there for 3 years, and the owner didn't complain. Then he has a right to lose his shtar. But less than 3 years, there's no chazaka, he doesn't have a right to lose his shtar. Zechariah, the Mishnah says clearly, 3 years from day to day, which means 3 years, one after another. So what do we need Rav Huna for? Samara says, yes, we need Rav Huna. Because otherwise, Mahu the tame, I would have thought to say, Miyoyim liyoyim, true the Mishnah says from day to day, but you know what that means? Liyafuke mukutoyis, that you can't have a month here, a month there. The year has to be a complete year. Miyoyim liyoyim, a complete 365 days. But maybe liyoyim afilum lezaris, but maybe the years do not have to be one after another. Maybe you could have the first year, then the second year you move out, and you come back the third year, and then the fourth year. You have to have 3 complete years from day to day, true. But from the Mishnah alone, I would not know the 3 years have to be one after another. Kamash Malon, that's what Nidra Puna teach me now, that Chazaka has to be not only a complete 3 years, but 1 year after another year. The Rashi says, Shachlas Ritzufais, you have to eat them, you have to be there one after another. Avalim Hanicha Shana Shnia. Let's say the Shimon left the field the second year. And then he came back and ate another 2 years. Shlisha Shravias. So Motziyam Balasoda, the Balasoda is right to say, Hi, Deloy Macholacho, you know why I wasn't, Moicha, I didn't protest. Because I saw the way you left my field the second year. So the owner could say that I thought the Golas Adaitcho, the Lazi Docho, heavy. That you're showing that the field is not really yours. Therefore, loizeratois, that's why you didn't plant it. So that's what the owner could say. That's Tan Rav Huna. A chazaka is only if the owner sees you there for 3 complete years, then there's a big complaint against the owner. How come you didn't make a machor? What are you sitting still for? If you said the field is really yours still, you should have protested. But if the Shimon, the person there making the chazaka, left for a year, so then the owner has the right to answer us. You know why I did not make a machor? Because I thought the fact you left the second year, that proves it, that you're not claiming it. You're not saying it belongs to you. Because if you want to say it belongs to you, you should be there 3 complete years. Tasha punis halacha, that a chazok is only good for 3 complete years. Omar Rav Choma, Omoydi Rav Huna, Rav Huna agrees though, the asra de muvri bagi is a normal matter in this city is, that people leave it blank for 1 year, de muvri bagi, people do not work there for a time. Rashi says in the first big line, "Biasra de muvri bagi." Pemokim shenoy gim lezoya shana olay veshana. That's the meaning that people plow their fields and plant for 1 year, and the next year they leave it empty. Shlo lahakash es karka, not to ruin the power of the karka. So then it'll be called the good chazaka. Now if that's the meaning, hamokim so pshit that's called the good chazaka. Rashi says so achzik bokanam achzi inshi. Omir Rashi says, Shona Shaivira, and the word of the Cheshman Shalash Shani Chazaka. The Tzarach Lishma Shtarma Yaisim Shalashonim, Hashukat Shalashonim. Now, that year that you leave it blank, that's not in the Cheshman. You'll have to wait another 2 years after that. But just, it could be spread out the 3 years. If that is the meaning, Hamokam. Tomorrow says, Cheat, of course. Tomorrow says, Latricha, the Kiddush is even, the Iko, the Mubar, the Iko, the Lay Mubar. Some people in the city leave a field blank after 1 year, leave a blank, to let the field retain its kaychus. But because of the lime over, there are some people in the city that know, do not leave a blank at all. They plow and seed it every single year. Now, Vahai Gavra Muvra. Now, this person making the chazaka, he true used it, he plowed there and cut it down for 1 year, but then the second year he left it blank. So now, the time I would have thought to say, Omalei, that the original owner, Reuven, has a right to say to the Shimon, that's making a chazaka now. If it's really true, that you really bought it off me, that this field really belongs to you, and so, you should have planted it. Like, since there are some people that do plant every single year, and here, Lechure, if you're a new owner, like, you want to show that you really own it. Like, you want to make a chazaka. So the Svara then, that for sure, you should have used it 3 years straight. That's what I would have thought the owner could say. Kamashmo, that's a Kiddush, no. The Omalei, Chad Ar Yoye Bekula Bagi, Lei Matino Lintar. That it wasn't worth it for me to plant this field the second year. Because since all my other neighbors around me were not planting that year, So they did not have to hire a watchman to watch their fields. So if I would have to hire a watchman just by myself, I wouldn't gain on the deal. So that's why the Masik has the right to say, this year, that all my neighbors did not do any work, I also left my field blank. And that's not a question on me making a chazakah. I'm using it 3 years the way people use it in this city. V'inam yores, or else, the Masik, Shimon has the right to say, that v'hochinichali, this is the way I like to do things. The avdat fei, if I leave my field blank for 1 year, next year the crop that grows will grow much better. So it's worth it for me to leave the field blank, not to work on it 1 year, in order to get better crop the next year. Therefore, that's a normal thing to do, and the master still has a raya of a chazakah after using it 3 years. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, or some cheska sabatim, it says in our Mishnah, there's a chazakah of batim. It means if you want to live in a house, and you want to say you bought the house off the original owner, so you could, and you don't have a shtar, you lost your shtar, so if you live in there for 3 years, that's the proof that house, you bought the house, you own it. But what does it mean living there for 3 years? The churava batim divyamama yadi, balayla la yadi. And the churava question is, how could you have a chazak, how could you bring a proof that you used it, all the use that's supposed to be used for 3 years? Because the house has use by day and by night. So if you want to claim you made a chazakah, you're going to have to bring edim that you use the house by daytime, and you also stay there at nighttime. Now who knows where you were at nighttime? Like edim usually go home themselves at nighttime. So how could anybody say edis that you were in the house at nighttime? Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Poshit, man maser abatin. Do you know who the best edim are for a house? If you want to say that you lived in this house for 3 years, that's the proof that it belongs to you. You know who can make it for you? Shivavi, your neighbors. That's the best raya. And Shivavi made the idea of your mama Balayla. Neighbors know if the next to a house was used by day and by night. Mother Rabba, the easiest thing, you look out your windows, you see lights on and your neighbor. So you know he's there. So kids of the neighbors could say this, that they saw you lived in this house for 3 complete years, day and night. A neighbor knows whether it's used by night or not. Rabba Marabba says, to going the also day tray, the amri anan agrinon mine. In order another case, you could have edim and chazakah, where this Shimon that claims he bought the house, right away he rented it out to 2 people. He rented it out to Reuben and Shimon, they're living in this house now. To going the also day tray, he has 2 edim coming, the amri, they tell us, anan agrinon mine. We rented this house from Shimon. The darin and beit lost the shonin, the imam of Alayla. And we lived in this house for 3 complete years, day and night. So that's how it's possible for this Shimon, the one that's making the chazakah, to have edim that he really bought the house, that he's used the house now for the last 3 complete years. Mm-hmm. How? Because he has edim that he rented to them. Oh, Malay Rav Yehem L'Rav Ashi. Rav Yehem says back to Rav Ashi, could these people be edis? Hani noigim v'edusimein. The Chura de Nageya. They're a Nageya v'edis. They have what to gain upon saying edis. They should be positive to say edis here. Why? If they don't say like that they rented it from you, Shimon, if so, Amrinalu, you know what Bezin will tell them? Go pay the rent now back to Reuven. Like, as far as we know, Reuven owned this house the last 25 years, so now if you people saying you're renting it for the last 3 years, who do you have to pay the rent to? To the original owner. Says so, when these agents say that we paid the money to Shimon, and the house belongs to Shimon, they're on the gay of the edus. Because otherwise, they will have to pay a second time rent back to Reuven. So that's why they're saying the house belongs to Shimon. So you can't trust them. That's not called a good edus. So Mar answers back, Omalei, Dina de Shrili Hochi Didina. True, edus a Dina does such a thing as a Dayonim. But that's not what I meant to say. Miloy Askinan, aren't we talking about? Kagoyim de Nikiti Aga Besa. We're talking about now that these 2 people did not pay the rent yet. That's the case. These two people living in the house for the last 3 years, they did not pay rent yet. The Amri Laman Lesvei. And now the question is, to who should they pay the rent? So they're not a Magei B'davar. Whoever they say owned it, that's who they'll have to pay to. If they say it still belongs to Reuven, they'll pay the rent now to Reuven. If they say they owe the money to Shimon, they'll pay the money now to Shimon. So these two Edom are not Magei B'davar.